Hey, everybody, I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. I thank you for ministering to them today, Lord, through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, last time on the broadcast, we started a new series that we're calling Them That Are Over You. And in this series, we're discussing the importance of spiritual leadership, and we're learning about all the benefits that come from it. Praise the Lord. Now let's go over to Hebrews chapter 13, and we're going to look here again at verse 7, and this will be one of our foundation texts in this series. It says there in verse 7, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or their lifestyle." And then in verse 17, it says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy." And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord." And so three different verses, we hear this kind of phrasing about them that are over you, are them that have the rule over you, them that are over you in the Lord. And so we found out last time on the broadcast that spiritual leadership is the will of God for every believer. And you and I are supposed to derive benefit from this spiritual leadership. You know, notice in verse 17 of Hebrews 13, it talked about how if you don't submit and don't obey and follow your leaders, then they won't be able to give an account with joy, and that will be unprofitable for you, the follower. And so it's revealing to us that if we do obey our leaders, if we do submit to them, if we do follow them, it is supposed to be profitable for us. And so leadership is God's idea. In Acts 20, 28, we saw that it was executed by the Holy Ghost. He was putting people in positions of leadership and then putting believers under those people who were in leadership. And so we found out that God joins us to leaders, and then He will work through those leaders to lead us in our lives. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to pick it up where we left off last time and talk about this idea that people have where they think, well, I don't need leadership because I have the Holy Spirit, and He's the one that leads me and guides me into all the truth, and so I don't need people who lead me. Well, friend, we've already read you on today's broadcast and on the last broadcast a number of verses that talk about them that have the rule over you, them that are over you in the Lord. And so I don't know where people come up with it. Well, I do. I'm going to show you a verse right now where people have misinterpreted this verse to think it says that they don't need leadership. But we've already read multiple verses on the broadcast that reveal to you and I that we need people over us in the Lord. And it's not that that is apart from the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is going to lead us. One way He's going to lead us is through these leaders that God has put over us. And so these leaders, the Holy Spirit working in them, the Holy Spirit working through them, will bring a measure and a portion of leadership in your life. And all of the leadership that you get in your life will not just come directly from the Holy Spirit to you. There's a measure of it that'll come that way, But then there's another measure of leadership that will come from the Holy Spirit through the people that God has put over you. Now let's go to 1 John 2:20. 6, and we're going to look here at some verses of Scripture where people get this idea that I don't need a man to lead me, I don't need a man to teach me, I have the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people derive that idea because they've misinterpreted this verse in 1 John 2:26. It says here, "These things have I written unto you, concerning them that seduce you." Now you need to underline that phrase, concerning them that seduce you. And so he's getting ready to talk to people about people who have tried to deceive them. This is what he's getting ready to say concerns this problem that was going on in the time that people, even in leadership, were coming and trying to deceive other Christians. And what he's saying is, I'm going to tell you some things concerning this issue. He says in verse 27, "But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him." Now, what's this saying? It's saying you don't need somebody around you all the time to teach to you or to show you whether or not somebody else is trying to deceive you. You don't need that. Why? Because you have the anointing on the inside of you to what? To know what is truth and what is a lie. You have the anointing on the inside of you. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And He is the Spirit of truth. And what did it say about that anointing? That same anointing is truth and is no lie. And see, that anointing that is truth, it is no lie, that is in you. And so if somebody's trying to deceive you, you don't need me necessarily to come along and say, hey, they're trying to deceive you. And the reason you don't need me to do that is because you have the anointing, which is the truth on the inside of you. You don't need a man to teach you about being deceived or not deceived. The anointing is on the inside of you. It will teach you what is the truth, what is a lie. It will show you these things. And that's what that verse is referring to. That concerning these people that are trying to seduce you, you don't need others to come in and teach you whether or not what they're saying is the truth or a lie, because you have the anointing on the inside of you. It is the truth. And the Holy Spirit, in John 16, 13, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will lead you and guide you into all the truth. You have the Spirit of truth residing on the inside of you. And for that, about being deceived by others, you don't need somebody else to come and help you. You have the Spirit of truth and the anointing, which is the truth, abiding on the inside of you. And it'll show you if somebody's trying to seduce you or deceive you. Praise God. And you can get that directly from the Holy Spirit. But people take out of this scripture, they take out this phrase that you need not that any man teach you. But see, friend, this is why you need to balance our scriptures with other scriptures. You need to balance truths with other truths. Because here are some other scriptures in Ephesians 4:11. It says that God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Well, if 1 John 2:26 and 7 is really saying you don't need any man to teach you, well, that clearly contradicts with Ephesians chapter 4, where God gave, one thing He gave to the body of Christ is teachers. And so according to Ephesians 4, you do need teachers. And according to 1 John 2, you don't need teachers? No. The Bible doesn't disagree with itself. It doesn't contradict itself. In 1 John 2:20, it's saying you don't need somebody to teach you when you're being deceived. you have the anointing of truth on the inside of you, and it'll teach you what's true and what's right and what's a lie and what's, you know, false. It'll show you these things. But in Ephesians 4, it's saying one of the gifts that God gave to the body of Christ is teachers. Hebrews 13:7, we read it already. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. Well, what's that referring to? That's referring to teaching. That's referring to instruction coming through men or women, leaders, coming through your leaders, teaching you the word of God. Jeremiah 3:15, we read it last time on the broadcast. I will give you pastors according to my own heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and with understanding. And so God gave us teachers, leaders, pastors, people He put over us. So we obviously need this leadership because God gave it to us. And He told us to know our leaders, to obey our leaders, to submit to them, to follow them, to esteem them. And so this idea that I don't need leaders because I have the Holy Spirit, that's a false reality. That's a lie. You don't believe the Scripture. If you believe the only leadership you need in your Christian walk is the Holy Spirit, you actually disagree with the Holy Spirit who you say is leading you. Because He's the one that inspired men to write these Scriptures, write these verses, and the Holy Spirit Himself, through these Scriptures, is revealing to you and me that, hey, some stuff that you get, some of the leading you get will come from me directly to you, but there's a whole other measure of leadership that will not come directly from me to you, but I'm going to use these people that I put over you to lead you. And so, friend, you do need people over you in the Lord, called of God, anointed of God, and the Holy Spirit will work through them and give you a measure and a portion of that leadership that you will not get directly from the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And so one question I would ask is, if you think that God, if you think that you don't need any other leadership other than what you're going to get directly from the Holy Spirit, I would just ask, where did God say that we don't need leaders because we have the Holy Spirit? I think He could have said that and made that clear in the Bible if He wanted to. He could have said, don't worry about following people, you just follow Me. Remember in 1 Corinthians 11, we read it last time on the broadcast, the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Spirit, said, follow Me as I follow Christ. He didn't say just follow Jesus. He said, follow Me as I follow Christ. In fact, in 2 Thessalonians, He wrote to them and said, you know you should be following us. And so you want to follow leaders who are following the Holy Spirit. But there should be people that you and I are following, and we do need leadership, and we do need people over us. And so you have all these verses that say we need leaders. And then you have one verse in 1 John 2 that many people have misinterpreted to say you don't need leaders. And so that again, friend, that's why it's important you balance Scriptures with other Scriptures. You interpret Scriptures through other Scriptures, and that'll help you to not misinterpret them. And 1 John 2:20 can't be saying you don't need leaders or you don't need any men to teach you ever anything when we got all these other verses about God-given teachers to the body of Christ, about these leaders speaking the word of God to you, these people that are over you in the Lord. And see, when you balance these Scriptures out with other Scriptures, then you'll interpret 1 John 2 correctly for it to say that you don't need anybody to help you not be deceived. The Holy Spirit will help you to not be deceived. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Can you say amen? And so everything you need in your Christian life won't come directly from the Holy Spirit to you. There are some things God has ordained that you will only get through the leaders that He's hooked you to. And friend, you will get them no other way. I need to say that to you again. There are some things God has ordained that you will only get through the leaders that He has hooked you to. And these things that he has ordained for you to get through the leaders he's hooked you to, you will get no other way but through these leaders. If all the leading that you and I were going to get was going to come directly through the Holy Spirit, God wouldn't have given us leaders. He wouldn't have given us these people who are over us in the Lord, them that are over you. He wouldn't have given you them that are over you if all the leading that you were going to get was going to come directly from the Holy Spirit. Then these leaders and what they did, it would be obsolete and it would be pointless, because all the leading you're going to get is going to come through the Holy Spirit. And so you see that kind of thinking is not right. No, there's a measure of leading. There's a measure of leadership that you're going to get through the people that God has put over you. Now, many people, I know I've met some of them. Many people like to pretend that they don't need leadership and that they can get everything they need from the Holy Spirit. But friend, that is a lie. That is not true, and that is not scriptural. Now, what happened in the body of Christ is that years ago, people were too dependent on their leaders. And so every time they needed something, they'd have to call pastor. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, counsel me. Pastor, I need wisdom for this. Would you tell me what to do? And they were too dependent on their leaders. Now what's happened is there's been an overcorrection. And now in our generation, what you have is you have a bunch of independent sheep who think they don't need spiritual leadership. I don't need a man to lead me. I got the Holy Spirit for myself. I got a Bible. I got the Holy Spirit. I don't need people to lead me. I can get revelation from God at home. I don't have to come to church. Any of this sound familiar? And what's happened is there has been an overcorrection now to where people think they don't need leadership at all. They don't need people over them at all. And this is always a strategy of the enemy, to get people in ditches. And what he did in this case is the body of Christ was in a ditch where they were too dependent on leadership. And now what the devil wants them to do is he wants them, well, fine, I just don't want you in the middle of the road. Now I'm going to pull you over here into this ditch where you don't think you need leadership at all. I had the Lord say to me recently, if the devil can't get you to do the wrong thing, he'll get you to go too far with the right thing, which will end up being the wrong thing. And so what we need to do is just stay in the middle of the road on these things. Yes, we shouldn't be dependent on our leaders to do everything for us, to give us wisdom for every situation in our lives, and to pray for us every time we need prayer. Now, that's wrong. You yourself should pray. You yourself should be learn to be led by the Spirit. And actually, if you have good leaders, what they will do is they will teach you in such a way that they will wean themselves, they will wean you off of themselves and onto the Holy Spirit. But we don't want to be too dependent on our leaders. That's not right. But we also don't want to get over here and get unscriptural and think we don't need leadership at all. No, that's being in a ditch on both sides. And so we don't want to go from one ditch to another. We want to stay in the middle of the road and acknowledge, I'm not totally dependent on my leaders for everything. I can get things directly from the Holy Spirit. But also, I recognize that the Holy Spirit is going to do some things through my leaders. And there's some things that I will only get through my leaders. And so it's very important that I know who they are, that I obey them, that I follow them, that I submit to them, that I esteem them, that I stay hooked to them, because there's a measure of leading that I will only get through them. Praise the Lord. And I closed the broadcast last time with just a personal testimony about spiritual leadership. And I would say this, that the number one thing that I would credit my spiritual health and development in my life over the years, the number one thing I would credit my spiritual development and health to is the things God has ministered to me through the leaders that He has hooked me to. sitting under their ministries. See, it's one thing to know who your leader is. It's another thing to make every effort to sit under their ministries, to learn from them, to feed on their teachings, to submit to them, to follow them. And see, that you want to go beyond just, I know who my leader is. You want to get hooked to your leader. And the spiritual health of my life, the spiritual development, and I don't mean I've arrived, but I will testify over these last 20 some odd years, I have grown a lot spiritually. I've run into some challenges like anybody over the years, but overall, I've been spiritually healthy over all those 20 years. And I would credit that the most, not to the people that God has put over me, but to what God has done through the people that He has put over me. And I honor the people that He's put over me, but they would tell you, if you've enjoyed something from them, it's what God has done through them in your life. And what God has done through those leaders in my life, I would credit my development, my health spiritually, the victories that I've enjoyed, the ditches and pitfalls I haven't fallen into. My number one thing that I would credit that to is what God has done through the people, the leaders that He has hooked me to. Praise the Lord. And so, friend, this idea that I don't need leaders because I have the Holy Spirit, this is a falsity. This is a lie. If you have something that rises up in you, I got a Bible myself and I can read my Bible, I got the Holy Spirit at home, that is rebellion against the will of God. That is crosswise to what the Scriptures teach us. You do need the Holy Spirit, yes, but you also need what the Holy Spirit's going to do through the leaders that God has hooked you to. Praise the Lord. And so let's just say this with me again. Say, Father, I thank You for showing me who my leaders are. And Father, I thank You for helping me to submit to my leaders, to follow them, to receive the things from them that I need to receive so that I can do all the things that You've called me to do and so that I can enjoy all the good things that You want me to enjoy. Praise the Lord. Now let's go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, just in the last minute or two that we have left. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'll introduce this and then we'll pick it up here next time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we are going to look here at verse 12. It says there again, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now, what's the Scripture telling us to do with these leaders in verse 13? It says, esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. The word esteem there has to do with the idea of to value them or to respect them. In the CEV, it says this, show them great respect. Who great respect? The people that God has placed over you. The NIV says, hold them in the highest regard. The Good News Bible says, treat them with the greatest respect. The Williams translation says, hold them in the highest esteem. The Worldwide English Bible says, they are to be respect and honor them. And so, where these leaders are concerned, God is telling you to value them, to respect them, to esteem them, to honor them. And friend, this is connected to obeying them and following them and submitting them to them. Now, why do you do this? Because friend, it comes down to this, how hooked you are to your leaders. What do I mean by that? How much you value them, how much you esteem them, how submitted you are to them, how closely you're following them, is directly going to affect the measure of blessing and benefit that you enjoy from their leadership. What am I saying? How much you value them, how much you esteem them, how hooked you are to them, is directly going to affect how much benefit you derive from their leadership. If you don't respect the ones God's put over you, if you don't esteem them, then you won't receive much benefit from their leadership. But the more you respect them, the more you honor them, the more good things you're going to receive through those leaders. Praise the Lord. And we'll pick it up here next time. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for all the good things that you want to do in our lives through our spiritual leaders. And Father, we are well aware of all the good things and all the good leadership that will come from the Holy Spirit directly to us. And Father, we are so thankful for it. But we acknowledge right now that there is another measure of leading. There is another measure of leadership and another measure of blessing and benefit that will only come by the Holy Spirit through the leaders that you have hooked us to. And so, Father, we continue to thank you for showing us who those leaders are and helping us to follow them and get hooked to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast today. And hey, don't forget to come back next time, because we're going to continue this powerful series that we're calling Them That Are Over You. And you don't want to miss what's next. We'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times, at no cost. You know, in this book, I'll give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you to overcome any challenge that you face in this life. Praise the Lord. Friend, this book will be a blessing to you. I also like to send you a copy of our book called Faith Declarations. And in this book, there are declarations of faith that you can speak over your life. And I believe as you do, it will help you to experience the victory that God wants you to experience. And so we'd like to send you both of these books at no charge. Just follow the information on the bottom of the screen and we will get them in the mail to you, and they will be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Go to mam.tv to download the free study notes from today's broadcast. You can also request your free copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you'll find declarations from the Word of God that will feed your faith. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today and help us take the message of faith to this generation.